I saw your mom. The apple doesn't fall far from the short, fat slut. It's like not even that's a good read, but it's so incredible. Percussive.
I love that.
Ready? Before we start, can we talk about the material?
Yes, please. I wish we would. This is a lovely blouse that is available to purchase.
Does it come with a slamming upper body?
Yeah, big bulging buys and heavy tries and delts and traps and pecs and serratus.
Are the men treating you different now that you're John Cena?
Hell no. Because I still look like Harvey Weinstein up here. You know? Like, yeah. No. No, they're not. No, they're not. But I'm treating myself better in the mirror at home.
You look like a Lego person that they put one of the female wigs on.
Yeah, totally.
Because Legos are without gender. It's just wigs and hats.
Yeah. Oh, and I learned about recently about the you can Lego your between me down there. So
Lego?
There's a thing. It's called I can't remember what it's called. But so it's a form of body modification.
Uh-huh.
Where you get a Ken doll or you get a Barbie crotch, and there's just a little button for your urethra.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Uh-huh.
And then there you go.
Work.
Yeah, work. Work dish.
Have you ever seen people who bisect their penis?
Bifurcation. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I found out about it way too early.
Yeah. I saw it.
What? I've been aware of the beginning of that movement.
I saw a video of someone jerking off. Yeah. What is the word?
Bifurcation.
Bifurcation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bifurcated.
I saw a person with a bifurcated dick jerking off, and because the dick is halfway, like, okay, this is your dick, and then, you know, it's that at the end. Mm-hmm. The cum still shoots out of just like a healed little hole. Mm-hmm. So it's this with cum shooting out the middle. It's a little bit sub-zero. It's Morphin Time. It's a little that.
It's very Mortal Kombat.
I also saw on Grind Grinder once who has a cut in half tongue.
But yeah, that's the big one. Lizard tongue. Yeah.
Is that cool? Would you fuck a guy with a cut in half tongue?
I don't think that, I mean.
I think I could do the tongue. I don't know if I could do the penis.
It's strange. I mean, I could definitely go through with the sex. It's not going to like turn me off mid-sex to like, gee whiz. But it might influence my calling back.
Yes, I'm very open-minded.
Yeah.
Like, I think my kink is going along with people's kinks.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So like, as long as you're not asking me to do something wild.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go along with anything. I have a question. Have you ever run across a guy who, okay, people like to be puppies, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in that.
Yeah.
But have you ever run across somebody who's really hot and they want to sleep with you, but then they're also
no.
like... Sorry, this is hypothetical. This is for all the hot girls out there.
Yeah.
Somebody who's way too hot for you and you're like, yeah, I can't believe this is happening. And they're like, okay, great. I like to be treated like a dog. It's mostly not sexual. It's mostly dog-like. Yeah. And it's like, I can't do this improv one sort of like yes and for too long.
So the funny thing, it's not my experience, but it is the experience of several friends of mine who they explain this exact scenario. It's not puppy play though. It's voice. It's shit.
Oh.
It's always shit.
It's
always shit.
Well, I think it's geographical. Because we've talked about it before then. In Los Angeles, especially, anal is kissing now.
Mama, anal is like a...
It's a handwritten... Handshake.
It's like a post-it.
When you go to the gay bar, they check for your vax card, your ID.
And then they...
In LA now, it's the full...
I'm going to tell you something right now. And this is... I love the grotesque... I have a morbid sense of humor. I have a morbid sense of everything. I love.
Yeah, we've seen you in drag.
Yeah.
The lovely bones. In drag, you are the lovely bones. Just so you know.
I recently saw a photograph.
Uh-huh.
Of a person. of a person's between me down there.
Uh-huh.
They're, I would say.
Who would play her?
It would. Sauron from the eye of Sauron from the Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
This is an asshole I'm talking about.
Okay, that's there between me down there. It's the backside.
Sauron.
The person live as a female or male?
This is a male. But are you familiar with that eye, the evil eye on the top of the mountain from Lord of the Rings?
Mm. It's Is it kind of like the portals in Skyrim? Big vertical, almost like fiery gashes.
It is a fiery gash.
Okay.
That's also a bouncy castle. So it's a fiery canoe.
Uh-huh.
It's a fiery kayak.
Is it butthole tissue on the outside?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
That I wish I hadn't seen this photograph.
Oh, wow.
It was so disruptive. Oh. No. It was so disruptive to my...
Don't say that.
I'm familiar with extreme... viewing extreme sexual acts like, you know, fisting and gaping and then rosebuds. And it's not my taste. It's not my jush, but mm-hmm. but I've seen that kind of stuff. I've even seen extreme, you know, ones where girls push out their whole rectum and then the other girl chews on it. I know that's hard. I hope you're not eating at home.
Oh, I have to show you something. Go ahead.
Okay. But I saw this person's hole, and I say hole very loosely and liberally.
Look no at that. Pun intended. Love that. A woman biting a cock.
Foreskin, though.
No, that's the head of the dick.
Oh, that's
crush.
That's
between
the
incisors, mama. What happened to that person?
Chimmy chomp.
They did not go to the farmer's market the next day. Not unless it was wheelchair accessible.
Chomp.
Beautiful teeth, though.
Jackie Jorm chomp. Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
No, it's
that's
okay.
Not my way.
It's okay. But I'm just going to tell you that. So this thing that I saw that I wish I hadn't seen, it's like, you know, it was, I then learned that something I had previously seen that still haunts me is nothing to be afraid of. That two girls, one cup thing, most of the scat stuff, that's not shit, Mary.
It's fake.
It's fake. It's peanut butter. It's stuff. It's food products. They douche, they get their holes clean, and then they insert food items.
Oh.
And do you
a Twix bar, whatever?
Do you know Twix bar, Snickers, whatever, you know, okay. Ho-Ho, Almond Joy Mounds, whatever, anything. Nutella, Krispy Kremes.
So the girls are like normal actresses, porn yes. actresses, and they're like, all right, yes. as long as it's not real, I'll go along with it. Because the Quintina is probably
stuff,
better.
All that crap in the mouth. It's all fake. Most of that scat stuff is that you see on the porno. It's all fake. And do you realize, I was like Florence Pugh at the end of Midsummer. I was like, I was so happy.
Now you're on board.
I was so happy. It made me so happy.
It gives me like Community Theater's production of Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like heavy-handed, gruesome, fake.
Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't know, mama. I didn't know.
You thought it was all real.
That hatchet wound.
Like, you thought like two girls, one cup had to be real.
I thought it was real.
Not to be like corrupted, but I assumed there was some kind of fake there.
Oh, see,
can you lick feces on camera and not gag?
They did gag, and they threw up, and they threw up into each other's mouths, and they threw up again. Sorry, listeners, this is disgusting, but
not to some people.
No. Okay, to the average person, absolutely it is.
But you know what, though? Maybe it is disgusting. That's part of why they like it, is because it's like pushing a boundary.
Of course, yeah.
That's if it was normal, it wouldn't be hot to them.
Right, yeah. Eating a grilled cheese in Santa Monica Pier is not exactly like a thrill ride of adventures, you know? But then the hatchet wound, that was real.
What is a hatchet wound?
This was a...
Do they cut something?
No. This was a blown out cow pussy. This was
a person?
This was a hole that was...
A woman?
A boy.
A man.
Yeah.
His butthole's blown out.
So blown out. It was looked like an
like a rosebud?
No, it looked like
Who would play her?
I'm telling you, Sauron. I'm gonna bring it up.
Can you show me a picture?
I'm gonna Google it right now.
I've looked at a lot of different types of porn that people shouldn't probably look at, but it's not because I need to find out if I'm into it. I just need to know it's out there. Okay, that's their butthole. Why was it vertical and not a hole?
Because it's a gash, Mary.
Cut open, stretched, ripped?
Stretched.
Ripped.
No, it's a gash.
Vertical gash?
That's why they call it a man cunt. That's why they call it a pussy. Because the anus is so dilated over time. And then the tissue of the anus is sometimes actually pumped. Like they pump it to get it. And it's red.
What would I search for to find it?
I don't know, and I don't want...
Can you tell me someday?
I'll find the picture, and I will somehow figure out a way to send it to you without looking at it.
Because I love...
It was
shocking. While people are doing Dr. Pimple Popper, I'm over on Rotten. You know what I mean?
It was shocking, yeah. And I guess
I love to get high and watch acne videos, adjustments, I was at my bar in Milwaukee this weekend, and I met somebody who was from out of town. Mm-hmm. Nice looking, maybe 40, beautiful man, doctor. And he was like, oh, I'm a chiropractor. Is that a doctor?
Nope.
He's like, I do adjustments. And yeah. I was like, oh, do you know about like viral videos of these, like, you know, it's very LA to have a boom microphone next to your back. Ugh. I'd be like, one, two.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. He's like, it's not really like that. And he's like, if somebody has a real problem at a doctor, you usually adjust it quicker and quieter than that. It's more like for show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the theater of it.
But it's the same as like the Kim K vampire facial. When you get a vampire facial, they spin your blood until the plasma separates. Your plasma is not red. So when people take pictures so when people take pictures at the with blood, it's because the aesthetics nurse is like, well, let's keep some blood in it so the Instagram picture looks more like it's a vampire facial. But you really shouldn't be red at all. Should not be blood in your face.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's so weird.
People are always asking about that, and I'm like, it's not blood in your face.
I want to get that. Also, I got to get a, speaking of beauty, beautiful, I have to get, I'm going to lift my bangs for a moment. You see all this discoloration here? I've had it for a while. I have to get a photo facial to get that all taken care of.
A light facial?
A light facial, yeah. So basically, like, they do, they zap it all, and then here too, and like any discoloration I have. And then they say there's about a week process where it'll turn very dark, and then it'll...
like flush out.
It'll go away, yeah.
Well, isn't it basically, I mean, I haven't been in skin school for a long time, but isn't it basically like overpigmentation, and then that's a treatment that breaks up the pigment your skin?
I have no idea.
Interesting. I'm ready to do something.
Yeah.
I keep looking in the mirror and going, I either need to turn my whole life around or kill myself.
Because
I'm training for another marathon, and I'm like, this time I need to like not drink and eat right.
Because
but if I'm going to work up to 26 miles again, this time I need to see even more results.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should switch. You do Ironman or something and do a triathlon. That's amazing.
You don't think a marathon's amazing?
No. I think a marathon's insane. I think it's beyond amazing.
I can't
really
swim.
Well, learn.
Oh, how am I supposed to learn to swim? Everybody at the gym is jerking off.
In the pool?
I've heard.
In
the sauna.
Oh, you don't swim in the sauna, ho.
But that's where you start, right? Because if I can't swim... I want to be like one of those newborns. So if you put them in the water, they automatically do that.
You go down on your back on the slippery floor.
People are jerking, and I'm in there like, splish, splash, I was taking a bath. All I'm on a Saturday night.
When did you learn to swim?
I would love to get jerked off on the gym, but nobody ever tries anything.
I got jerked off at that gym in Brazil. That's about it. Well, it wasn't a gym. It was a bathhouse.
People think I'm, you know.
Mary Louise Parker?
No, Vin Diesel or something. Oh, no, they think I'm, what's his name? Brandon, who's the guy that Iggy's going on tour with?
Oh, Post Malone. Post Malone.
Pitbull. They think I'm Pitbull.
Oh.
They think I'm Pitbull.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like disco? My DJ journey has taken me deeply into disco.
Disco is fantastic.
Every day I wake up and put it
Penny
on
McClain,
and I love
Lady
it.
Penny McClain, Lady Bump.
They call me Lady Bump. Lady Bump. It's all right. Yes. If you don't know about Lady Bump, if you don't know about Disco Inferno.
Yeah.
If you don't know about I'm Coming Out.
Also, I Feel Love.
I Feel Love.
I mean,
Dr. Love. So many good ones.
Everybody at home, you gotta look up Penny McClain, Lady Bump. You gotta watch that damn video because she does not know where that camera is. And she is,
she's
hysterical.
Not
she's just like, it's so funny. It's so funny.
Have you ever seen the video for Whip It by Devo?
Devo, uh-huh.
There is a beautiful Asian woman and she is cross-eyed and she's holding a gun in that video. She never looks at the camera.
Oh, that's great.
I love that video. Crack that whip.
What's your favorite music video? Who would play her?
If we're being honest, I loved the Telephone video when I first saw it.
Oh, really?
Loved it.
It's pretty epic. Pretty epic. I loved the Diesel jacked female bodybuilder security guards on Plenty of Fish.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
Yes. I love that Missy Elliott Work It.
Yeah.
Covered in the one? Bees in the
oh,
beginning.
Oh, that was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So fucking good.
Oh, she's
good.
Really been an innovator with the music videos.
Oh my God, Lose Control, all of her. I love her music. You can't tell me anything hungover at 11 a.m. on a Sunday in my house making oatmeal doing, I'm really, really hot. You would think I'm Missy Elliott.
It's funny. One of my favorite song lyrics of all time is, sex me so good I say blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I love that. She's love, amazing. Love that. Yeah, she's fantastic.
I think that disco is the melting pot of human life.
Okay.
Who doesn't like disco?
Amanda Lear. She's got a whole album called I Don't Like Disco.
Is that the Alphabet song?
No, this is much later. It's a newer album. She says, today's a bit, tomorrow's a bit. I don't like disco. I need, it's actually a great song.
Yeah. I love it.
You do. Well, it's you know, joy.
It also is a lot like, it sounds a lot like country music to me.
What?
Like the way disco songs are written sounds a lot like the way country music is written.
Really?
Yeah, they seem related.
Distant cousins. One of my favorite disco songs is A Fashion Pack. I think this qualifies as disco by Amanda Lear. It's a whole journey about Studio 54.
Work.
It's a, they are the fashion pack.
Would we have been invited to Studio 54?
Nope.
Would we have been allowed to go?
Nope. You know,
if we didn't have the internet and access to mentally ill teenagers, we'd have nothing.
Nothing. Less than nothing.
Less than nothing.
Well, funny, the Chic, who is the band that did Le Freak Say Chic?
Oh,
who's the band? What's the band? Who's the band?
Oh my God, it's on my phone.
Is it Chic?
I think it is Le Chic.
It's called Chic.
Chic.
Chic, yeah. Chic. So yeah, Le Freak.
So, you did it on Drag Race.
Did on Drag Race, and they actually, so they wrote that song. This is a funny thing. They were supposed to get into perform with Grace Jones at Studio 54 for her birthday. They wouldn't let them in. They weren't on the list. Grace didn't go.
Before the cell phone though, you can't text like, hello. Is this person okay?
So they left in a huff, went back to their apartment, and then made that song. They were jamming out, and it was like, fuck you. 54, fuck you, something like, it was like, it started
free
as like
couch.
A, yeah, yeah, it was like, started out as a like, fuck you, Studio 54, into that, and then it became Studio 54's fucking anthem.
Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
You know, I love the B-52s, mm-hmm. And they, when they started playing together, they, one of the strings, the guitar has 6 strings, they only had 5.
Wait, why?
One of them broke, and they didn't have the money to fix it.
Okay.
So like, a lot of their first record, it's either really high notes, or really low notes. There's no middle sounds because they were missing the G string, like the big middle string. So when you listen to like a lot of their early music, it was like, I think one of their first songs, they met up, went out for a drink and went home and just realized they all played instruments and like wrote Love Shack that day.
Wow.
And shit like that happened, set for life.
It's crazy too. Those stories are like so strange, but it seems like, it does seem like, oh, making, to the layman, I really think it seems like making a song is easy. Oh, it's not.
But I love stories like that where they, it's accidental.
But it happens like that. Yeah, yeah. It happens like, it happens kind of like
Sweet Child of Mine. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know that song?
Yeah, Guns N' Roses.
Yes. They said, I read in an interview that they wrote that opening guitar riff. It was just something they would play at soundcheck.
Oh, wow.
And then they decided to write lyrics around it. It was like, so they're like, we played it for years without ever thinking it was like a song. Isn't that fucking crazy?
It's crazy. But that's like, remember the November Rain video? Going back to music videos?
Blind Melon, Tap Dancing, Bumblebee,
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah. All I can say is that my life is really plain. Music videos used to be, people had a different relationship with music videos.
Yeah, I used to wait around the television set to see the fucking Lady Marmalade video play.
It was cool.
It was cool. I loved it. MTV.
Yeah. Never forget Christina Aguilera and that upside down tiara with the giant
crazy
hair.
Yeah, diva.
Diva. A lot of great music videos. The Coldplay video for The Scientist where everything's backwards.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, yeah, bitch. And he's lip syncing the words backwards. And then he lip syncs the song backwards in real time. And then they play the footage backwards so his mouth matches the music. It's crazy. It's lit. And then a lot of I just saw the Iggy video for I'm the Strip Club.
Oh, we just played. Jason just played that in the car on the way to work out. It's fun.
Watch the video.
It's good.
There's a fucking truck. No, it's a fancy car. And in the back, the trunk is open. It's a bubble bath. And she's in it, flying down the highway. The trunk is open and it's a bubble bath and she's vibing.
She is the strip.
And she's on the back of a four-wheeler. And the camera's facing a four-wheeler chasing them. And she's lip-syncing on the back of a four-wheeler. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
She is
the strip club.
She is the strip club. Yeah. There's also a great music video by this Russian band called Leningrad. Called Cabriolet, and it's this girl who's late for her own wedding, and she gets into her car, and then she is like, doing, you know, like the trope of like girls doing the mascara in the thing, and like she smashes every part of the thing. She smashes, her car becomes a convertible because the top gets ripped off. She flies over an overpass. She bumps into a thing, and these robbers who are stealing an ATM thing falls into her. I mean, it is so high budget and so insane. And it's so great. And that's my story.
I love when videos go big for no reason.
Oh, it's
Have
huge,
you seen that fucking huge. Turn down for what video?
No.
Where it's an apartment building where everyone's crashing into each other's apartments. It's funny. What we know how much music. Do you like making music videos?
I love them being made.
I love having them.
Having them. Yes. Yeah, I like planning them. I like having them. I don't.
I hate making them.
I don't. It's tough because I think like in the level that we're at, we're usually dealing with maybe tens of thousands of dollars. These people are dealing with millions of dollars.
Right.
So they have, Cardi B shows up when she wants to show up and when she feels nice and happy, and then she does her scene. You know what I mean? Like if she has 15 people around her doing her nails, everything, and then she's doing her thing and then she takes a break. And not to say it's not grueling, but like we have to do a little more than that. And it's
usually for us, it's like for us to stay on budget, you have to do all of it today. It's three looks.
It's 2 days maximum.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did the Come in Brazil video over 2 days because I was like, I was working with this great director. And I was like, I'm not going to be stressed out. And it was Alaska too. It's like, we're going to have fun. So it was more expensive, but it was not like, also it's on VHS, so it doesn't.
Oh yeah, it's on VHS.
VHS, incredible.
Cool video.
Violet.
I know.
Violet, she just worked with the same director, JJ Stratford.
That video is cool.
It's so great.
Violet's video. I mean, they all are. That video for A Little More Me.
Well, that's a Cardi B level video.
Do you remember when Lady Gaga put out 9-1-1 and called it a short film? That I'll never forget.
That was heavily based on the work of this artist, and I kind of don't love that that's not known. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a heavy, heavy homage to this artist. If you saw this film or this art film, it's like, I don't know that that's like,
it's tough.
What do you feel about that?
Well,
how do you feel about that?
I think music videos is hard because in music videos, you're often like, Iggy does a lot of like Tarantino style videos.
Okay.
And it's like, if you do it heavy-handed enough that you're clearly referencing it and the audience knows that you're referencing it, yeah. It's almost like a, should we all clap for this movie we all love? Look, we're doing something kind of like that.
Like,
but if you're like...
Like my Ding Dong is a parody of Boom Boom and a parody of the video.
Right.
And it is mentioned explicitly at the end of the thing. There's no ambiguity there.
Versus like, I mean, do you know the FKA Twigs video?
And then the Lil Nas thing.
The Montero video. They were so similar and it was like, as a viewer, if you know both, you're like, did they know that they each made a song?
Well, and there's some backstory there too that I learned about with, you know.
But I'm afraid to talk about it because I'm afraid that I'm going to see him somewhere and he's going to yell at me.
Who? Lil Nas?
Yes.
No.
It's his director.
It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. His team reached out to the director. They said no.
But they ultimately passed on his project, even though it's so similar.
I think personally, I looked at those things and I was like, you know, yes, there are similarities. There's a pole. But FKA Twigs' video is just such on this other level. I mean,
it's crazy.
It is high art.
I know.
Museum, like Guggenheim shit. And then Lil Nas' was incredible, but it's a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something totally different. I mean, I don't know.
Let's take a break. Before we get the law up in here. And we're back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, my birthday's coming up.
Yeah, okay. So, her birthday's coming up. And I already got her gifts.
Well, I remember when your birthday happened, which I loved.
My birthday was the best gift to myself.
You said, I don't need anything. I just need you to turn it with your look.
No. I said, I need you to come to my party and dressed up.
Yeah.
You didn't need to turn it. You decided to turn it and you did.
It did.
But I didn't need you to turn it.
But then I said, well, just so you know, this doesn't let you off the hook for my birthday when I do want a nice gift. And you go, and I get it.
Well, I had a plan. And then so you gave me a suggestion. So I went out. and you know, to Walmart.
So I went to CVS.
I went to the fancy store, and then I had to confront, had to make a decision how much of a friend you really are.
Oh, financially?
And let me tell you, Mama.
I think I sent you somewhere kind of expensive.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And I was, there was, it took a lot of, I mean, I like this particular brand for the most part. They produce stuff that I love, so stuff that I hate, as with most designer brands, but we really kind of exhausted the opportunities. And at the end of the day, of course, there's a gift receipt, so exchangeable. But there was a choice between gift A and gift B. And the financial chasm
was great.
Was great. And I was like, fuck, because like, that one was really
like
cool.
This person
I was
that
like,
much.
Mary, I don't like anybody that much. Because I wouldn't even have bought it for myself.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, even you did buy a $9,000 suit once.
Yeah. Turned up.
Oh, so there was some help there.
There was some chemical. Actually,
so what you're saying is next time I should ask for my present when you're off the rails.
No, actually, I retract that. I don't think I was turned up. I was wilding. It was my first. I never did anything like that before.
Do you like gift shopping?
I do. I like gift shopping when I'm on, especially when I'm on the road.
Okay. Yes.
That's the best thing, because like what I love to do is like leave the bus, go find some cool stores, and then I inevitably find, oh my God, this person would love that. This person would love that.
Yes.
I love doing that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But like holidays and birthdays, I get real like, is this good enough? Is this good enough?
Yeah, no.
Is this stupid? Even when I get home the next day, I'm like, is this dumb? Is what I bought dumb?
Yeah.
Which wig am I going to wear? How am I going to act?
Am I going to cry? I appreciate some people are like, some people are real, they get real fierce. Like I asked you like, what do you want? And you gave me some like clear suggestions. I'm like, thank God. Because I don't like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, ah.
No, that's never been me.
Yeah. I mean, when you told me that you told David point blank that you want $2,500 in cash one year, I was like, that is the fiercest thing ever.
Yes. And he keeps thinking I'm joking. And then he goes, well, what do you want to do for your birthday? I go, I want you to go to Nordstrom. Take a left, go over to the McQueen sneakers. You know, I was trying to figure out what to do for my birthday because your birthday was so fun, and I don't want to do that because it's too much work.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I do nothing, my birthday will come, and I'll be depressed that I planned nothing.
Yeah.
So what I might do is just text everyone I like day of and say, if you want to come meet me at this bar, come meet me.
Yeah.
If you don't
come. No problem. Yeah.
But if you do come, you better bring something fierce.
That's
you better bring a
great.
Gift.
Great. Now, okay.
Not a drink. Not come up to me while I'm already loaded and say, let's do shots.
No.
Just give me 11 bucks. Because West Hollywood drinks, if everyone wanted to buy me a drink, just gave me 12 bucks. That's a birthday, honey. That's a birthday. I think we should do shooters. I think you should just Venmo me.
So my friend was in Hawaii the other day and they said $27 cocktails.
I believe it. I mean,
$27 cocktails.
It was a vacation destination.
Yeah.
That's like complaining about the drink prices at a hotel bar.
Well, they were at a hotel bar.
Or at an airport. Okay. I remember I saw Bianca once and in one of her shows. Did you ever see the show where she talked about the time she flew in drag? She one time got too turnt and her assistant yelled at her and was like, you have to fly tomorrow. And she was like, I'll go myself. And she turnt, went to the airport in drag and flew in drag.
No.
And Jamie refused to go with her because he was like, your turn. I'm not going with you. And she was like, fuck you, fag. And she went by herself. And there's a part in her story which cracked my shit up where she talked about being in drag at the airport and buying a sandwich from someone at a Starbucks who was like clearly homophobic. And she was like, it's 7 a.m. I'm in drag in a wig. I'm just trying to get my $36 sandwich. Which is so true. Like the prices at like an airport for like a sad deli meat. You're like, what the fuck is this?
$17.
Truly.
It's crazy. It's just
you better, if you're at the airport and you have a sore throat,
my $36
sandwich. If you're at the airport and you have a stomachache, you better get ready to
write a personal check for some Tums.
Dip into grandma's savings so you can get some Pepto-Bismol. Because they got you. It's like Disney.
Yeah, they got you. They got you.
You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, there's no other options. Oh my God. But so, there's shopping, like Christmas, too many people. It's too much.
And then it's a verbal contract of like, well, who's going to get me a present? Because if they give me something, I'm going to feel like shit.
Yeah.
We have a friend who bought me a very beautiful, bag one year, a designer bag, and I didn't even think to get the person anything, and I still to this day love the bag and feel horrible about it.
Damn. The best gift my immediate family and I gave each other, I mean years ago, probably at this point 15, maybe more years ago, we said,
hookers. Did you buy your mom a hooker?
No,
like
nothing.
Like AIDS at home, like a cleaner and a cook.
Lysol. Yeah. Cook. Hamburger helper.
What did you give each other?
Nothing. We said, we're done. This was, of course, when we're all adults. Like when we'd all gone out of college and, you know, maybe not.
I was going to say, how
jaded
were you at 5 years old? Like, no, I'm not getting you anything.
No, so my sister's 36 now. So this must have been, yeah, you know, 10 or 12 years. Maybe we all said, enough, nothing. We're good.
J-Lo, enough.
Enough. Brave. Yeah. So we that's the best thing. Like, you know, it's just now I can just focus on most of my generosity on financially, like funneling into the nieces and nephews or nephews.
We just gave Fina cash for her birthday,
which I think is, listen,
I think it's fine too.
I know. I had this great plan. Like I had seen this hooker, a masseuse. He's a masseuse, in a great masseuse at that.
Isn't masseuse a dirtier word than a hooker?
No, a massage therapist, let's say.
There you go. A masseuse? Is this the 90s in
a
Florida?
A masseur.
I'm seeing a masseuse.
Well, I saw him on Rent Masseur. I got him on Rent Masseur. Like Rent Men, Rent Masseur.
Who would play her?
It would be John Cena from Armenia. John Sarmenia.
Gorgeous.
Mary, when I tell you, although his veneers.
Does he look like Chirac?
No.
That's
no,
what
no.
I would think the point of reference would be for.
Chirac
that.
Is so tan right now. Chirac looks like Mr. T.
Chirac is pretty much I would let Chirac know.
That he could fucking blow your barn doors open.
Cunt.
Yeah. I just saw
and
him
no
the other
one
night.
Lied to her.
And I'm going to see him tonight.
He's so beautiful.
He is so beautiful and he is so sweet.
I know.
He is so sweet.
We have a lot of porn friends and they're all just like.
He's an angel.
Perfect and nice.
Nice. Chirac, there's. And that night where we were on the little moon deck or whatever,
yes.
bunch of those people, you would never, it's not that you would never assume they would did porn because, I mean, they didn't have their assholes out and they weren't getting fucked or whatever, but like.
Because I think people think porn people enter every room like.
Yeah. The covering cum. Yeah.
Yeah. But the first time I saw Chirac, he was walking down the street with grocery bags.
Yeah.
And I was like, celebrities, they're just like us.
And Joseph, who goes by another name, while he is quite jacked now, you know, he rides his little bike. He looks so dorky. Looks like this little dorky. He's a fisting legend.
Well, especially the porn people. Normally you see them in real life and you're like, you are 5'2".
Well, that's movie stars. That's Hollywood in general.
Yeah.
But
oftentimes porn people, they look so jacked because they're not that tall.
Julian Brock Banks is a shorty with a fatty or a shorty with a doorty or
so. Andrew told me you gotta clock the doorknobs.
Yes. Because Andrew, he doesn't see. If you are 5'10, under 5'10, invisible.
He hasn't seen me. Yes. I was invisible. Clay Aiken from American almost said
Horror Story. American Singing Story coming soon to FX. Oh my God.
When Kelly Clarkson won American Idol,
yes.
Did you cry?
I did not watch it. I didn't. I've never seen one episode of that show.
It's the only American Idol I ever saw was season one.
I've seen Golis Deti, which is a Russian children's singing show.
Golis
Deti?
Like someone like, without goals?
The voice, no, the voice of children's voice, it means. Golis Deti.
Oh, we were just talking about. Billie Eilish's blonde hair.
Yeah.
And
so,
how it.
more
coverage than the Taliban. Than
the nine. So when more TV and media coverage than 9/11,
yeah.
Princess Diana, and the stock market of crash of all of the times it crashed. I mean, I saw her. I saw that woman go on Ellen. And Ellen. And I mean, you know, Ellen is like, it was so weird. Ellen was since like, so, Billie. I mean, what made you? Because you know, what made you decide to go blonde? Because you had this green, you had this signature look. What made you decide to go platinum blonde?
Right.
And you're like, what the fuck is going on right now?
They could do an like I am.
What is going on right now?
They could do an I am Kate level series about her going blonde.
The level of scrutiny in public, I was just like, what is happening here? Is this a deflect? Are we like bombing some country right now and this is getting used to like smokescreen?
Yeah.
Well, probably was, but.
People really love, oh my God.
She's great.
People's relationship with celebrities in general is so whack, because I just saw a picture of Justin Bieber having lunch, and he's just outside a restaurant having lunch, and there's a security guard and just dozens of women standing behind the security guard watching him eat, like,
oh, just exercising their right to be stare. In public.
Stare. As if he's going to be eating, look, even though he has a wife who's a supermodel, I believe, he's going to look up from eating, see one of them, like, immediately get fully erect and go,
oh, wait,
are you my wife? Are we in love? Are you who I wrote Baby about? And that girl's going to go, I'm so glad I took the bus here today. Like, what are you staring at? What is there to do?
What is that?
That level of fame is so crazy.
That it, yeah. I mean, I saw him. I saw him at the dog pound.
Gorgeous.
Dog pound.
I always thought he was so beautiful.
He's a good looking guy. He's a good looking kid. But she's about a size 14.
That being said,
Back in sale. Now that looks like a movie star.
Well, you know that thing where like grown women have crushes on like teen boy singers.
Nope.
Grown women will have like.
Oh, Teeny Bop?
Yeah.
Teen Bop. Tiger Bee.
Until he had like his second growth spurt and was a man, I was not interested.
Right.
But around like Yummy era Justin Bieber, I was like, okay, this is what the girls
like
are
Harry
into.
Styles now.
Yeah, because straight women like wild shit.
Well, I looked like a girl and I was a chick magnet when I was in middle school.
Who would play her?
Mary Stuart Masterson, no joke.
Mary Steenburgen.
Now. But I was literally a Watts from Some Kind of Wonderful. Mary Stuart Masterson.
Never seen it.
Oh.
Who would play her? Who would play Mary Stuart Masterson?
Fried Green Tomatoes?
It's like a never-ending who would play her. Who would play her?
Taylor Swift.
I miss RuPaul's podcast because it used to once in a while just have these surreal, like, what's crackin', that Australian show level moments.
Yes, totally.
Like Strangers with Candy, surreal
just
stream of
wild.
Consciousness.
Yeah. I'm so sad you never got to be on the podcast, because that was those two. I had the funnest fucking time. And the last time I did it, Michelle wasn't even there. No shade to Michelle, of course.
So you did it and they suddenly quit.
But it was just me and Rue once. And it was like, that was, oh my God. It was fun.
I've heard both of them.
It's fun. It was fun.
You guys had the one episode where you just played Dirty Charades the whole time.
Yeah, and I don't think I even knew what they were talking about. And yeah, it's just fun. It's just fun to talk with her. I love talking to her.
RuPaul loves that thing where she'll do like, you take a movie and make one word dirty.
Yeah, that's Dirty
Charades. Field of Dreams. It'll be like Pussy of Dreams.
Yeah.
RuPaul's like,
Yeah, Field of Creams.
Loves it.
Yeah. She was doing that with that Little Mama. So just replace it with, you know, throw Little Mama from the train. And she just hysterically starts laughing. You know, like, Little Mama Mia. I don't know why it's funny. The rapper Little Mama.
It is funny. Yeah. Throw Little Mama from the train.
Yeah. When you're good to Little Mama. You know.
You know what? I was going to make fun of her, but I think this game is funny.
Yeah, no, it's funny because it is, she wants to laugh. Like on Drag Race, it's like, she wants to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to laugh. She defaults to laughter.
That's why when you do bad, you did bad.
Exactly.
Because RuPaul comedically gives you the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
She comes in ready.
Yeah. She's ready to laugh. Yeah. She's not looking to make any, like, she's not, yeah. But yeah, so that is like, so when she doesn't, that's why, like, when you weren't there that day, but I wish you had been, the Despy Awards, I wore that shitty dress, that awful wig, and did not so great in the challenge. But then in my acceptance speak, I told one joke, and she was the only person that laughed. Nobody else laughed. None of the girls got it. It said it was something about Bob Ross. And she cackled. And I was like, And I was like, I think I'm probably going to be safe. And I was.
That's the only laugh you need.
It was the only laugh. There was like, nobody else laughed literally. And I was like, oh, fuck. But she cackled. It was
I would
like,
think
it would
be like North Korea where like RuPaul laughs and suddenly everyone goes like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, no. Yeah. There was another joke that I think maybe some laughed. But like it was, she like got it immediately laughed. And I felt like, oh, I love those moments.
She's not going to kill me today.
Yeah, exactly. Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Okay.
You want to do a quick quiz?
Yeah, let's do a quiz.
So this...
I just don't have one of those voices where I can hide anything. Yeah, let's do a quiz.
I wish they would release the Snyder cut of all the times we've been at Netflix. And either so when you've been out of pocket and when I've been openly negative, like just trashing whatever series we're watching, like just being like, yeah. I fucking hate this piece of fucking shit. I wouldn't wish this upon my worst enemy. This is worse than watching snuff porn in my family.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you're like, are we done?
I'll go like, she'll be like, we have 5 more clips. I'm like, are you sure there's not more? I would love to see more. This day is not long enough.
So
I'm like, do you ever worry you're spending too much on lunch?
It's so brusque and it's so like,
and I can't hide it.
You can. There's
and
no.
And when I'm in
yeah.
drag too, it's like yeah. this sugary.
Also,
look
if you have to
like,
pee, or if you're at the corset, you know all that stuff.
Girl, that one day where they went, can you stop? Can you start camera A? I go, yeah. Let me just do it. Yeah, let me start it again.
Well, when we had to do it at home, you got up and over. Oh my god. Don't say that. So wait, there's
let's
a
do it, quiz.
Okay, so there's a quiz. It's the fast and accurate.
It's an ACT prep test.
It's a 4-hour LSAT. No, should we do the highly sensitive one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you have it on your phone. You have to do it at the same time. Let me just scroll down.
It's least sensitive.
Oh, it's not the. It's
highly sensitive.
Least sensitive. Are you high?
Okay, so what are we doing here? Answer each question according to the way you personally feel.
Okay.
Check the box if it is at least somewhat true for you.
Okay.
Leave unchecked if it is very true or not all true.
So we'll, why don't you say the first one? We'll go back and forth and we'll check the boxes.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to find out if you're highly sensitive. I am easily overwhelmed by strong sensory input.
I'm not really.
Me neither.
I seem to be aware of subtleties in my environment. I am.
I am too.
Are you sure? Other people's moods affect me. That is true for me, and I don't think it's true for you.
No, I don't know what happens to anyone.
I tend to be very sensitive to pain, yes.
Oh, yeah, bitch.
I find myself needing to withdraw during busy days into bed or into a darkened room or any place where I can have some privacy and relief from stimulation.
Woo, woo!
Yes.
I'm particularly sensitive to the effects of caffeine.
Girl, I could fucking mainline that shit and go right to bed. You are.
I am.
I am easily overwhelmed by things like bright lights, strong smells, coarse fabrics, or sirens close by.
Would I be here if strong smells bothered me?
Or sirens.
Or sirens. I don't think that bothers me.
Yeah.
I have a rich, complex inner life.
Yes.
I think I do. I don't know. What's an inner life?
Oh, just a whirlwind of tapestries of interior moods, machinations, and narratives. You do.
Okay.
I am made uncomfortable by loud noises.
No. I am deeply moved by arts
or
music.
Bitch.
Oh, yes, bitch.
My nervous system sometimes feels so frazzled that I just have to go out by myself. That's...
Yeah. I'm about to do that after this.
I am conscientious.
What does that mean?
Conscientious means diligent, I think.
I think I am.
You are, yeah. I think I am, too.
I don't know about you.
I startle easily? Yes, I do. I get rattled. Oh, Mary. I get rattled when I have to do a lot in a short amount of time. Rattle doesn't even begin.
I don't feel
throttled
easily or rattled easily.
No. When people are uncomfortable in a physical environment, I tend to know what needs to be done to make it more comfortable, like changing the lighting or the seating.
I think I am.
You're a good host. Yeah, you're a good host. I think I am too, but I never do it.
I get annoyed when people try to get me too many things at once. No.
Oh, my God.
I try hard to avoid making mistakes or forgetting things. Yeah. No?
No, I don't.
Oh,
but you
okay.
do. You do. You're great.
I make a point to avoid violent movies and TV shows.
Hell no.
Who wrote this shit?
I love it. Bring
it's
all that
Anne Crouch
in
test.
I become unpleasantly aroused when a lot is going on around me.
What is unpleasantly aroused?
Like
a boner but mad about it?
Red boner. Hard red boner.
A purple boner.
Yeah.
No. Being very hungry creates a strong reaction to me, disrupting my concentration or mood. I'll let you hit that one twice.
Boop, boop, boop. But you get hangry, but you deal.
I push through.
You push.
You don't push through.
No, I do not. Changes in my life shake me up.
No. I notice and enjoy delicate and fine scents, tastes, sounds, works of art.
Hell yeah. I find it unpleasant to have a lot going on at once. I do.
I do not. I make it a high priority to arrange my life to avoid upsetting or overwhelming of situations.
do not.
Yeah, you just wheel right in, don't you? You double down.
Like, you know, my astrological metaphor of my witch friend says, I'm like a tank barreling down a muddy hill that can be derailed by a twig.
Is that not true?
Yes. No, it's 100%
like
true.
An army tank barreling down a muddy hill, but that could be flipped over by a twig.
Like, what could happen on set if, let's say, your food came in as a wrong lunch order?
My eyes would cross, my nose would bleed, and you would never see me again.
Yeah. I think, like, an upside-down cross would carve itself into your forehead. Like, and then Eli, upside-down cross and
Jennifer
fire.
Would come in on fire.
Yes, on fire. I'm bothered by intense stimuli like loud noises
no,
or chaotic
not
scenes.
Me.
When I must compete or be observed while performing a task, I become so nervous or shaky that I do worse.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
When I was a child, my parent or teacher seemed to see me as sensitive or shy.
Yep. That's
Girl, me. I don't think I'm sensitive at all. I think I'm going to have to go to a...
Let's click to see. I'm going to click to see my total. If I have to fucking put my email thing in for this, I'm going to...
No. I got an 11.
Okay. I got a 19.
Okay. If you answered more than 14... You're probably highly sensitive.
Okay. Well, that was riveting. Now, as a highly sensitive person, I feel that I need to end this podcast.
Yeah, this is getting way too sensitive. If you'd like to see us take more quizzes on our phone at work,
that was really boring. Know. That was really boring. I'm sorry. Listen, I thought it would be funny. I thought
we're trying things up.
Yeah,
we're trying things up. We're switching things up. This year's pod, actually, we have 52 episodes this year, and I think it's important in the 11th hour
to throw some water
to try new things.
Head.
It's like a couple who's in their 80s who's married 40 years who tries anal.
You got to keep the flame alive.
Can old people do anal?
Of course.
Do they? I thought like older men stopped doing anal.
Why?
Because things aren't as stretchy.
Mom, people love a loose gash.
But your butthole goes from like a stretchy cock ring to like a metal cock ring.
I have some information for you. Yesterday's anus is very different than those of today. What I'm trying to say is that people in their 20s are walking around with loose manhole, uncovered manholes.
Loose meat sandwiches.
Loose, open-faced
pastrami.
Croque monsieur and croque madame. Whereas before, it was like, oh, when once you're, you know, after a lifetime of whatever.
Gauging,
yeah.
They should do a top or bottom. Are you a croque madame or a croque monsieur? That's what, in France, I bet they say that. Because, you know, in Spanish, it's activo or pasivo.
Yeah.
What is it in French? Croque madame. It's got to be.
It's like Mont Saint Michel or like Mont Saint Helens.
Yeah. Are you a Paris or Nicole? You know, top or bottom is so, it doesn't tell you anything.
No. But of course, you can, a lot of people, actually, I found that, and I kind of agree, I like fucking loose buttholes.
Well, I think lesbians say top and bottom to mean dominant or submissive. Yeah. But in gay world, you could be a bottom and still be not submissive. Or you could be a top and still not be large and in charge.
I think it means insertive or receptive for guys.
But for women, I think it means more like...
Dumb or sub. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also like...
Interesting.
You know.
Oh my God. I'm watching a lot of straight porn and some of it... I don't know how these women walk away. The men fingering the women in the porn. I know.
I mean, I'm not like they are trying to
Mayweather,
like
Floyd Mayweather, mama.
Like they
fly like a bumblebee, fly like a bumblebee, sting like a bird,
or like they're trying to get something out of a vending machine.
it's the up and around, the up and around. You're checking your pulse.
I know, and I because I'm obviously don't have a female anatomy. I'm like
you think obviously. I think it's pretty up in the air at this point. It would answer a lot of questions.
I'm so curious about that because I don't know. I have this feeling of sympathy for the or care towards the woman performer, and I'm like, I have to just trust that there's something, there's an understanding going on there that they know what they're in for,
or that they like it.
Yes, of course, or it's that it's actually pleasurable.
Yeah,
I mean, we know from Annie Cruz and a lot of other people we've talked to that there's a lot of Meryl Streepery going on in the porn film and during porn
films. I like
the
idea that what I learned from Annie Cruz when we did the Trixie and Katya show is she was basically saying that the Meryl Streepery is very clockable to other actors.
Yes,
because she says she can watch it and be like, "That's not squirt, that's pee."
Yeah. Well, that was Remember? Like Moaning Myrtle at the ayahuasca thing. It's like, honey, we know. I don't care what it is, as long as it's clear. I'm here. Piss on me, baby. I love that squirt. There was a squirt on Runyon. Let me just, we'll wrap this up real quick. So one of my favorite performers is Italian guy, huge, curved, lovely dong, and took this little girl, young woman, outside. It was a public scene, and they were on Runyon. They were Runyon Canyon. Yeah. Fucking and sucking dick and cock on the path. And I know exactly where they were.
How early?
It must have been like 7 a.m. during a weekday, you know, but they were looking around. I was like, they are really on Runyon right now.
On the floor? Like standing or what?
Standing. Standing on the path. On the, you know, when you go in and then you go on the left.
So it's like religious. Like, are you on the path?
Yeah, this is the path to. And he was fucking her, you know. And then she came, 14 liters of fucking water just splashing out of her pussy.
The Titanic. Yeah.
It was great.
Work. You know what? You know what's sad about public sex?
What?
I don't care about public sex, but I don't think people having sex in public should be like a jailable offense. That's fucking crazy.
We were walking down the street and one of my friends had to piss and it was like, you have to worry about the fact that you could go to jail.
I mean, next podcast, let's dog ear this. We need to talk about America's really gross relationship with restricting sex.
Yeah.
If I was a kid and I walked, was in the park and I accidentally saw someone having sex, I really don't think it would scar me for life.
No, it wouldn't really fucking scar you. Maybe it would actually be maybe a little
and
instructive.
If I was an adult, I'd be like, oh, work, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to gawk like a weirdo either.
No, you know, you don't have to. And it's,
also, if they're fucking in public, they don't mind that you saw them. That's the point.
Yeah, could be. Let's get into that next time. Sex on 2020. Bye.